response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, good win, tough win. We figured it was going to be like that here, and it's a really good football team, well coached, team we have a lot of respect for. You know, for us, a unique week, right? Snowstorm. We practiced once and a half, I guess, if you call a walkthrough a practice. So the players asked for probably that again, but that's not going to happen. We'll get back to double days, back to training camp this week. No, I'm just kidding. But great win. And listen, guys were hurt going into the game. We had, I think, three secondary guys out, and then we lost some guys during the game, and the guys stepped up again. I thought they came out ready to play. They really did. You could tell there was an attitude and a focus about them, even in the week, during the week, and then last night, and then in pregame warm-up, you could tell just something in the locker room. That's what I'm used to feeling. That's what I'm used to seeing. Give the Lions credit. There's no quit in that team. They've come back before. I think it was in Houston at least once, and a few other games as well. So we got to learn how to close out a game better. But I thought a couple key plays were certainly getting off to a good start, and then the defense in the second half forcing a three and out, I believe, or a punt, quick punt, and then the forced fumble, and then Max, I guess you call it a kickoff return. A lot of good stuff. You know, resilient team, tough, a lot we can still improve on. I thought we left some out there, a couple of those red zone sequences. We could be better, but listen, when you're scoring 40-some points and 500-plus yards, but anyway, good team win.
John, you've now taken down the top seed in each conference. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, right? Winning in the NFL against any team is not easy. So we don't take those for granted. I think when you're talking about today's game and some of those other games, you're talking about, you know, kind of rare air up there with the best teams that are around right now. But that's how we're going to have to play every week going forward.
Can you talk about Josh just again? Just kind of being super. In a game that you knew you had to score 7 every time.
Yep. Yeah. No, I thought the entire offensive staff, a lot of good things, coming out and being able to run the football was important for us, and a credit to our offensive line, and it's everyone, tight ends, wide receivers blocking, the running backs running. I thought Joe did a good job changing some things up as well, and Bobby as well, great job by the staffs.
So much of playing Detroit is about trying to limit that run game. And Gibson, Montgomery hit under 40 yards combined. Could you explain the sort of philosophy or the adjustments that you made to be able to do that?
Attitude. Yeah, attitude. Usually when you're talking about the run game, it's attitude. It starts with attitude and fundamentals and technique. So that's really where it starts. So it starts in here.
Their onside kick, the first one, were you surprised at the timing?
They've been fairly or pretty aggressive, I would say, with their fourth downs. And they went for one against the Packers, I think it was, on their own, 30-minus territory somewhere. And they didn't get it, put the Packers in good position there. So, obviously, coach felt like I don't know what he was thinking there, but, paid off for us. Yeah, he did. Heck of a play. Yep, heck of a play. He's a really good football player.
Coming off last week, is a sense of redemption, whatever. I understand what the scoreboard read at the end of this game tonight, but your defense had held them in the midst of those injuries to, I think, 14 points till really late in the third quarter. What went into this week? And how do you think it translated?
Yeah, again, similar answer to the earlier question about our run defense. Attitude, focus, the orientation of one's mind. There's only one answer here, right? And that's to bow up play with attitude, play with heart. Not that they didn't play with heart before, but you got to want it in this league. You got to want it. You got to want it every day and every week.
Do you think your team has that certain it when it comes to back against the wall? Because this, you've done this a few times when, you know, it's a snowstorm. You've been here before after snowstorms. Yeah. Does your team just sort of have maybe that it factor a little bit?
I think you got to have it. I think we've shown, you know, I think we've shown that we do have it over the years. You take pride in that. That's Buffalo, baby, right? It is. It's the magic of Buffalo is how I look at it. And, you know, this, it gives me chills even saying it because this, our community, our fans, they don't get enough respect. They really don't. And I know people talk about the mafia, but it's not enough. And it's, and it goes beyond the mafia. It's the people of Buffalo, the communities, Western New York. I mean, you know, just a lot of heart, a lot of desire, a lot of, just to me, work ethic. And I think this team personifies our community. I really believe that.
When you look at the level of what Josh is playing right now, do you think it's the best he's ever played, or is it just sort of a continuation of what you've always seen?
It's the best I've seen him play. And not surprised. When he sets a goal for himself, for a team, he's hard to stop, right? So people have tried, they'll keep trying. That's what we do in this league. And I mean, just incredible performance week after week. And what more can you say? I mean, it's we're watching every week, we're watching an incredible player play incredibly consistent week after week. And I'll let you guys fill in the rest of the sentence.
You see, at practice, you just said you're not surprised, but on some of those plays, especially when he escapes the pocket and is extending and holding the ball on 6 seconds and 8 seconds, makes a play. Are you on the sidelines or marveling at it the way the rest of us are?
Yeah, that and blacking out, really. Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Judy, yeah, a little bit of both. So, it's not just. I mean, he's incredible, right? But I want to give credit to everyone on that side of the ball. And it's not just Josh. He's not able to do that. The offensive line isn't doing their job. And it sounds like coach speak, but it's accurate, right? So, it takes a real unselfish approach week after week to. To get that type of performance. Well, I feel good about it. I do. I feel good. You got to celebrate wins in this league. I mean, it's hard to win. It's hard to win here. This team is, you know, they haven't lost, I think, since the second week of the season, give or take there. You know, we were coming off the game the week before and getting back late, having the snow. I mean, you know, good Lord, man. Give him the glory first and foremost. I should have said that, but just extremely grateful.
Sean, another big day for Ty Johnson. Yeah. What are you seeing just with the relationship with him and Josh and then Joe calling the plays and putting him in those advantageous spots? What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, Joe's done a really good job. Skip as well, our running backs coach. And the thing I love about Ty is, you know, there was a competition for the running back position early, and there always is. These guys, they're friends, but they also challenge one another. You know, they're pushing each other. One guy has a good run, the next guy wants to get out there and have a good run, and it's a good kind of a good rhythm. And then Ty is, you know, showing up in some other areas, one of which has been the passing game. And I love the fact that he's embraced some of that and really working hard on being elite in that category. And because when you have that type of trait. I mean, I met James White before the game out here of the New England time, and I mean, he was very tough to handle in the passing game. So it can really help an offense when you have that type of player.
So you had several players in your secondary start for a few times this year, and you had Kareem Jackson come in later. Yeah. Can you just talk about those guys who have not normally been in those roles and what they did, especially in the first half of the
story? Yeah, I mean, you're seeing Cole Bishop out there, right? So. A rookie who, you know, had a rocky first game, and the thing I love about Cole is He has upped his urgency in terms of his preparation week after week, and then he was making an impact on special teams. And then his number gets called, and I thought, you know, without looking at the film, I thought he looked like he knew his job, and there were some plays there, I'm sure, that, you know, he's going to learn from. And but, you know, that and then Kareem coming in, who, you know, I see Kareem, I mean, what an impact he's had on our team. I've always heard great things about him, and to come in as a veteran and handle it the way he's handled it as a person, first class human being. And then as a player, you know, you're in week, what are we in, 14, 15, whatever it is, and you have to keep yourself ready all season. And he's a veteran player, and it's harder than it sounds, right? But here's a guy that hasn't really played in our system very much, if that, and he was ready to go. And so credit the coaches, credit Kareem, and I mean, that's why you have, that's why we recruit the types of people that we do. It's because it's, and Brandon does a great job of this, it's in the DNA. So I think he's done, I think Kareem's a great example of it. All right, thank you guys.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.